What's going on, Dominator Podcast? Coming at you with another episode. This is episode 13. And I've been having moments where I'm realizing that if I have an idea for a podcast or if I have an idea for some piece of content, I just got to make it and do it. Otherwise, I'm going to forget or start overthinking it. So this is what I was thinking about on my way back home. I just got home from work. And I was thinking about how romantic or romanticized being a content creator, how romanticized being a YouTuber, a video game streamer, a fill in the blank, whatever it may be, has really gotten. And I think we see a lot of people jumping into the game, spending a lot of money, doing a lot of things that, quite honestly, probably won't bring them the results they're wanting to see. Just doing a lot of that stuff and being romantic about what it takes to be a streamer. And I will be honest right here. I know I'm not the biggest streamer ever. I understand that. I wholeheartedly see that. So I do have that in mind. But what I do know is, it does take a ton of work, a ton of hours to figure out how to put on a good stream, how to put on a good show. And let me be honest too, I'm still learning how to do all that at the same time. But it comes down to, are you willing to put in the time to do that? And do you have the mindset and the mentality of being a good learner, a good listener, and taking other people's advice in order to succeed? I've spent, I would say, hundreds of hours learning how to edit videos. How do I manage or change my settings in OBS, the software I use to broadcast my stream? How do I make logos, overlays? How do I light? How do I get this lighting? What do people use for green screens? Like, what do people use for computer software? It took me like 3 or 4 months just to buy my computer parts because I was doing so much research to figure out what I need to get in order to, you know, make the stream that I wanted to make. I've literally spent hundreds of hours trying to figure this stuff out. I'm on YouTube. I'm reading articles. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm trying to figure out how do I be the most successful and align my actions with those goals. I've woken up at like 4 or 5 in the morning on a Saturday when everyone else is sleeping in just to spend 5-6 hours tweaking the sound of this mic. And I still don't like the way it sounds. I still think I can do a lot better in making it sound just sound better. Like, are you willing to wake up at 5 in the morning on a Saturday to figure that all out? Are you willing to put in hours and hours of time to learn how to do things that you don't understand? And are you willing to put in time to do things you don't like to do? I've noticed that the videos I put on Instagram that have captions, they seem to do a little bit better. Because when I watch videos with captions, I love it. I watch Netflix with captions and I enjoy it tremendously. It adds a different element to your content. But putting captions in videos is freaking annoying. But I know that it's gonna provide value to the viewer, to the audience. So that's why I do it. I don't like doing it, but I'm going to continue to do it because it's gonna bring, like I said, value to the people that I'm most worried about. But the people I am worried. I want them to feel that when they see my content, that I'm providing them some sort of value through it. That's what I'm worried about. So I'm not worried about you in that sense. I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to talk about there. But you have to be willing to do the things you don't like to do or the things that are tedious and take time to do. Are you willing to do that? And this goes back to you asking yourself these questions and not being romantic about you thinking streaming is just hitting a button and away we go. We're going to have people just watch you and it's just going to be a great, jolly old time. Or, you know, thinking that you want to be some wedding photographer. You don't have to go to any weddings. You can just be, you know, oh, just make these really nice business cards or have a really nice website, and all of a sudden all this business is going to come to you. That's not how it works. That's just not how it works. And if you want to grow, if you want to succeed, or you want to hopefully meet your goals, you're going to have to put in time, effort, and a whole lot of work. And I wanted to share that with you because that's something I was thinking about on my way home. And I hope that provides some sort of value to you at your time in your life or maybe in the future. Always want to thank you for listening and or watching this on whatever platform you are consuming this content. I really appreciate it. I am very, very honored that you would take the time out of your day to come to listen to this podcast or watch this video. So please like, subscribe, rate the podcast if it's something that's providing you value, or hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Instagram, DM me or comment, whatever, and tell me how or areas you think that or topics you want to hear or areas you think I can improve in. I'm willing to hear it out. Genuinely hit me up in my DMs and I'll hit you straight back up. Again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. Hope you have a great workout. Hope you have a great commute, wherever you're listening this to. See ya.